Nigeria has suffered several terrorist attacks this month. The most deadly attack was a bombing last week in the central city of Jos. More than 130 people were killed. What followed that attack surprised many people. The city did not descend into religious riots, as it has so many times before. NPR's Gregory Warner reports that's largely thanks to a council of peace workers and their steps in the critical 24 hours after the blast.
The city of Jos sits on the invisible line between Nigeria's mostly Christian south and its mostly Muslim north. The population of the city is almost 50-50, Muslim-Christian, and so it's not surprising that last week's bomb in a vegetable market in Jos killed both Christians and Muslims. What is surprising is what happened, or what didn't happen, afterward. Ezekiel Gomos is head of the Jos Business School.
I think the choice of Jos to make this very huge bomb was deliberate. They anticipated that people in the street would go in to fight. Muslims and Christians would start fighting.
Because that is the pattern in Jos. Thousands of people have died over the last few years in religious riots.
So when the Muslims see that, many Muslims are killed, they go after the Christians. And if the Christians see that, many Christians are killed, they go after the Muslims. So that was the intention.
But to the surprise of Muslims and Christians and pretty much everybody I met in Jos, that didn't happen. The first few days after the blast were peaceful. Ezekiel Gomos tells me that that peace is in large part thanks to one very sleepless guy.
You haven't slept for 2 days, right?
Yeah.
Yes. He has not slept for 2 days, so I think he will tell you what the kind of things, who he met and the kind of place he went to.
Sadiq Musa Honk is 37 years old.
I'm a peace worker, I'm a youth worker, and also I'm a member of the Red Cross.
And he's also head of the Conflict Management and Mitigation Regional Council, run by a Nigerian NGO, but funded by American taxpayers through USAID. And the council, he says, is a covert information network in Jos to stop sectarian violence before it spreads. Within hours after the blast in the market, Christian youth gangs had ambushed and killed two innocent Muslim men walking home. The cycle of revenge killings in Jos had just begun.
Yeah, because the moment you allow the town to know that two people were attacked because they belong to XYZ religion, the whole town will go in flames again.
So to stop the city from going into flames, Sadiq had to prevent those dead men from becoming martyrs.
We quietly involved just the local police there, and then the bodies were quietly moved.
Moved not to the hospital or anywhere public, but to the basement of a police outpost. A Muslim cleric was secretly brought in the evening to prepare the bodies for a traditional burial. And that first night, even the men's wives and children weren't told.
Their families would just find out that they are missing. Because for us, we feel that the two deaths, unfortunately, is collateral damage, but I think the two lives being lost is a little bit better compared to a situation where the whole city will go on flames again.
Sadiq says he just had to keep the death secret for 24 hours. That's when emotions are highest and the potential for violence is greatest. But even with all his precautions, he did not stop the news from getting out. And that night, the council learned the two Muslim gangs who heard about the killings were gathering in revenge to set up a roadblock to kill Christians.
Fortunately, we got the information an hour and a half before the boys moved in. So when the boys arrived, they met well over 50 or 60 well-armed soldiers there. And in the next 1-2 hours, they had no option but to go back to their homes and sleep.
By the following afternoon, the critical 24-hour window had passed.
By 4 p.m., I said, now I can report that, yes, we are safe.
Safe, at least until the cycle repeated. Saturday night, another car bomb killed two people in a Muslim area this time. In response, some Muslim youth gangs marched out to kill Christians. Sadiq found out in advance. He sent in the cops. After another sleepless night, violence was averted. But Sadiq says his city will never be truly safe from religious violence until it addresses a problem that peace workers can't solve.
The level of unemployment is so high that the youths are there in their thousands and their millions and nothing to do. And they are always ready to embark on such very nasty acts.
It's just that this week, he didn't give them the chance. Gregory Warner, NPR News.